All right, we're back here on the Mono A Mono Show. We're talking with Neil and Brad of 5440 right here, a special presentation of the Mono A Mono Show. What you just heard were a couple tracks from the newest Lost in the City album by 5440. You heard Let Me Be Your Wheel and Lost in the City right there on Sound FM. Now we've got some fan questions here that we put it out there that people, if you had a question, you could send it in to us and we would ask 5440 here. So what came in?
Here we go. So there's four questions to prep you guys. The first one is kind of in the same vein as if you've ever watched a Chris Farley interview on Saturday Night Live.
Sure. Yeah, I love those.
Smiling Buddha Cabaret was one of the best albums of all time. Okay, so that wasn't a question, but discuss anyways.
What I want to say is it's Neil's favorite record that we made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so obviously your questioner, your person who posed that question is correct.
Wow.
Fantastic. Right. Okay. Question number two. Frankel's Revenge is such a great song. What is the story behind it?
Viktor Frankl? Do you know who Viktor Frankl is?
No, I don't know.
He was. He wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. Kind of significant book in the, I guess, psychotherapy circles, maybe?
Philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a really good book. And essentially, that is how you survive, and that is the is meaning. Having meaning therapy, something has got to have meaning. He was a concentration camp survivor.
Okay.
He was a doctor, and the way he dealt with a lot of that was because he found that the people there that seemed to survive or seemed to hang on the most were the ones who had something to live for, had a meaning. And so he developed a whole sort of philosophy and a psychotherapy based on that. So that song talks about how we've drifted away from that.
Okay.
From having meaning in a personal sort of soul sense, more the external gratification of the search for distraction. And that was in 96. Look how far we've come. I still from then, right? Yeah. This is before.
Things are so much better now than they were.
Exactly.
So much less
There's
distraction.
There's going to be a Frankel's Revenge Part 2.
Lives are more meaningful now.
Yeah. I know, it's like the lines, it's like when we started out, it was like we will never, ever, it was like, used to get offered tons of money by Molson's and Labatt's to put up, if they'll give you, I don't know, it was like an ungodly amount of money or something like that. If you go or put it on your bus or play at a show where it's visible, the banner and all that stuff, then Neil Young did Don't Sing for Miller, Don't Sing for Pepsi or whatever.
Yeah.
And, we were making a stand, right? We're drawing the line here. And then all of a sudden, the line was behind us. By a long mile, because they just ended around. And it was all the promoters were doing the deals with the beer companies.
Right.
And all the venues. So your banner was up there, or you were playing or getting paid. And he had no choice.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow. In other words, you think you're making this, and it reminds me of, all of a sudden, the front is way behind you. He lost already. You don't even know what happened. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you mentioned earlier about hanging out with the Hip, which is another iconic Canadian band. This was a fan question. Are you a fan of theirs? And if so, what are your favorite songs?
We're fans, and we're primarily friends. I bought the first four albums, and I think I, like most other Canadians, listen to them fairly religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble at the Hen House, because Stephen Drake produced our Trusted by Millions, and he mixed that.
Yep.
In fact, he went right from mixing. We have a song on Trusted by Millions called Cry a Little.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't mix that one because he had to get on a plane and mix the Hip. And so I mixed it. So that's why it's kind of weird. So if I'm going to do this, I'm going to have some fun.
Yeah.
And then we had him Stephen arranged that both bands were going to master the records together in, what's his name? Was it Ludwig?
Bob Ludwig,
Portland, Maine. So got to hang out, and they got caught in a snowstorm or something, couldn't leave, so they were hanging out for the mastering of ours. They had theirs mastered first, and the next day Stephen was mastering ours.
Yeah.
So I'm a little partial to that record because of that experience.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Brad?
I like Little Bones,
mm-hmm.
and I like Grace 2, and I like I like a lot of songs, like tons. The one with the, it's a several hundred foot ceiling. Is it 700 foot ceiling? I think it's 700 foot ceiling. Yeah. I think it's the one. Yeah. And, Twist My Arm. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like a bunch of others too. Oh, I like that whole Fully Completely record too. I like a lot. I like the Courage song.
Yeah,
a lot.
All right, good.
Yeah. So, and there's others too. So, but those are some particular favorites.
Fantastic. Cool. All right, and then this last question is kind of a selfish one. It was posed by a friend of mine, but it will affect me directly as well. Do you guys want to be in our hockey pool next year?
Possibly. How does it work?
Well, it's a...
throwing a question right back at you.
Hey.
You didn't expect that, did you, Adam?
Hey, I'm ready to go. So, it's a two-year keeper league. You draft 16 forwards, 4 defensemen, and 2 teams. And it's points only, goals and assists. Wins count for 1 point, shutouts are 2, so for a shutout you get 3 points.
Yeah.
And then at the end of year 1... There is so you have a monthly winner. So anyone who gets the most amount of points for that month, you get $30. And then there's a winner at the end of year 1.
We're in.
Top 4 or 5.
So what's it cost to get in?
There would be this question.
I think it's like $425 to get in. Like the winner at the
$425.
Yeah, the winner at the end of year 2. If like you win the whole thing, you win about $1,500.
I think we might put a 54-40 team in.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do. Wow. Now, the draft is September 21st.
Okay, we'll be on the road. But see, Alan.
Where will you be on the road, though?
Thing, right?
Yeah.
Where will you be on the road?
September 21st? I don't know. Somewhere.
Somewhere. Will it be in Ontario? In Niagara Falls area?
Oh, you want us to be in? Who wants to be here to do all that stuff, right?
Yeah, no, we're...
That ain't going to happen, I don't think.
No. We're in Saskatchewan or Regina.
Antigonish.
Brandon.
Brandon, Manitoba. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
In
principle, we like
you it. Obviously know how to get a hold of us, so just we'll work on
theory.
That.
We like the genre.
Okay, and are you guys Canucks fans? I'm assuming.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I want your take. This is my question. This is not fan questions are done.
Mm-hmm. I've got a fan.
Your take on the Luongo situation. How do you feel? What do you want to happen?
Luongo.
I said Luongo.
No, I know, but we pronounce
you say Luongo.
I don't know. The situation is what it is, right? First of all,
okay, wait. Can I? Sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. Interrupt away.
How do you feel about his performance as a Canuck thus far?
Excellent. Well,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not good enough to win a Stanley Cup by one game, but that's still not good enough. Other than that, I mean, we've had never better success. So if he became a Leaf, I'm pretty sure the Leafs would make the playoffs. In fact, I'd guarantee it. In fact, if I was Mike Gillis, if I was Mike Gillis, I would guarantee it.
What are you trading for, though?
Well, that's the thing. You know, in the end, I don't think they're going to get much for him because
they're handcuffed.
Other than take the money, take the contract.
Yeah,
and he wants more, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's a complicated one. There's a good chance you might see him play in a Canuck uniform.
Yeah, possibly.
And
if they play on time.
I mean, you know, the fans are kind of... He's got a bit of a rough ride because he's a bit of a weirdo. But
like most goalies.
That could turn around. You know, they could like him as a weirdo if, you know, now that we've gone through this part where I don't want to be here and they don't want him and da-da-da-da-da. And then let's say Schneider gets injured and he comes back and plays amazing and it could be awesome.
Could be.
That's one scenario.
But Eddie Lack is also very NHL.
Touted as a, yeah, and then Schneider's great too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's really good. So, yeah, I don't know.
You didn't think I was going to pull out Eddie Lack's name, did you?
Yeah, he's in the system. He's ready to go.
Yeah,
so he would probably, yeah, so the Canucks have got three good goaltenders.
I don't think we're going to, well, we're not going to see a Stanley Cup for a while in Vancouver.
Next year.
Your window is closing.
2013.
Yeah?
That's the year.
That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what
so
he says.
So next year, they're going to win.
Yeah, they will.
But he and says like Neil every says, year.
And you know what? No, Neil said,
just like the 20-year window.
Neil said that if the Maple Leafs sign or trade for and get Roberto Luongo. Not Luongo. That he would guarantee a Stanley Cup. So I'm going to guarantee.
No, he said playoffs.
Oh, playoffs. That's right. Playoffs. And I guarantee that the Canucks will win the Stanley Cup, whether.
If they keep him?
Either way. Yeah.
That's bold.
Guarantee it.
This is being recorded, you know that. Right?
I guarantee it.
There might not even be a season. That's the other option, I suppose.
There has to be a season. That's a caveat. That's a caveat.
For this deal.
Yeah.
for this prediction. Fair enough.
All right. Fan question. I don't know if you've seen it, but on our Facebook page there was a picture where I ran into Neil in an HMV in Toronto. And you've got a bag there. So you were buying, this was about 10 years ago, you were buying some CDs. I was wondering, 10 years ago, what CDs would you be buying?
HMV.
I don't know.
No?
No. I haven't got a clue.
No? All right.
HMV, huh? You sure it was HMV? Was that?
It's on the bag. Toronto, yeah. It's on the bag that you're holding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you look bewildered. He looks scared.
No. I mean, I mean, I couldn't tell you.
No? All right.
It was a reach.
Yeah. Well, let's get to a couple songs here because we want to still be able to get to the feature coming up. 5440. If you check out their website, www.5440.com, these guys are heavy on the social media, even if it's not always wanted. But they've got a nice guy, Tim, on there, who's the super fan, who's able to ask. You can ask him questions, he replies, which is in part what kind of escalated this to be able to happen, is where I talked to him first. They've also got the Lost archive of files, tons of media, Twitter, Facebook. You can get totally connected to them by visiting www.5440.com. Okay, yep. Let's get to a couple more tracks here. So here is Lies to Me by 5440 right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
She lied. As long as she
5440, do station ID, take one. Hi, this is Neil Osborne from 5440, and you're listening to the Mano a Mano show here on Sound FM. Hi, this is Neil from 5440, and you're listening to CKMS 100.3.
Get up there.
5440, do station ID, take two. Hi, this is Brad Merritt from 5440, and you're listening to the Mano a Mano show here on Sound FM. Hi, this is Brad Merritt from 5440, and you're listening to CKMS 100.3.
Nah.